Zog the Gemara daf mem tes omer the olive by the two dots, four lines from the top. Bizman shein lachin. Oh, so the Mishnah said that you're allowed to be toymen in the different items only when they're your veishin and not when they're lachin. For instance, tevin, straw, zagin, skins of grapes, or muchin, fur and feathers. Those are only mutter. Bizman shein lachin. Those are also when they're lachin, when they're wet. But you're allowed to be determined when the evasion, or asovin, grass. Fact the Gemara, ibailu. Lachin that we said that it's also when they're wet is machmas atzmon. That means that it's wet and moist because inherently because of itself, or oidilma lachin machmas davar acher, or something else is making it lachin. You have an external thing that's making it wet. What's the difference if it's machmas atzmon or not? So Rashi right away says, Machmas atzmon mechamos tvei milachim machmas mashkin shenoifin alein mishiyovshu. It gets hotter when something is inherently wetter because of itself. So I understand when it comes to grass, you can be moist from its own. But when it comes to certain things, we'll see in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara toshma. It says v'loy b'tevin, straw, v'loy b'zagin or grapeskin, v'loy b'muchin or feathers or fur. V'loy ba'asovim or grass bizman shein lachin, then they're wet. So in iyamid bishlomad lachin machmas davar acher. If lachin means moist because of an external thing, something else, so shaper, then it makes sense because even fur and feathers could be lachin machmas davar acher. Eli yamid lach machmas atzmon. But if lachin means because of itself, meaning inherently itself is moist. So I understand by grass, it could be moist on its own, inherently. And these other things, grape skins, moist on its own. But muchin, like we said, is feather. Rashi here says it's tzemer. So wool is not inherently moist on its own. So it has to be machmas acher. How is feathers or furs or wool lachin machmas atzmon? The wool that's between the thighs of the sheep, that is machmas atzmon. Over there, it inherently it sweats, so it could be that it's moist machmas atzmon, and that there's no raya l'olam. It could be machmas atzmon. You're allowed to be toimen, you're allowed to insulate with ksus yevesha, a dry cloak, meaning particle of clothing, who have peres yevesha or dry fruits, avaloi b'ksus lacha, but not with a clothing article that is lacha, v'loi peres lachin, or fruits that are wet, or clothing that is wet. So ksus lacha machmas atzma echem ishkachzlo. You just said before that it's machmas atzma by the thigh, but where is that relevant over here by ksus? Zog the Gemara, the same thing. Mishkach is lo where, memarta deveni atmi. Again, when it's by the thighs, so over there, it's shayach lachmas matzma atmo, even by the ksus, by the clothing. What is clothing? Clothing particle is also something that comes from an animal. The hide of the animal, or the fur of the animal, or the wool of the animal. But the point is, whatever this clothing article is made out of, it's coming from the area of the thigh, which is machmas atzmon. Now, it's really a bai lo yevshita because the Gemara is just being matche eats tzad. So lemaisa the Gemara lives with a suffix: is it dafka machmas atzmon, which is like Rashi says mechamay svei, or is it machmas dava acher also? Zog the Mishnah. Toimnin b'ksus uveperos, a person is allowed to insulate b'ksus, which is clothing, which can mean any particle of clothing. It could be wool, it could be something similar. Uveperos, or fruits. Bekanfe yoina, with wings of a yoina, a pigeon. Uve nesoyre shal chroshim, the service is the sawdust of chroshim, of carpenters. Uve neoyre shal pishtin, neoyre shal pishtin is the fine flax. So drashi neoyre is dak, it's very fine. So that is, again, something that you're allowed to be toim and you're allowed to insulate with. So it means it's not Moisef Hevel if you do it before Shabbos. Zogt die Gemara von Eirish Bishlan Dako. Like we said, only if it's very fine. Rabbi Yudah Oim Oiser Bedako Mati Begasser. Rabbi Yudah says it's forbidden by Dako, and it's only Muta Begasser when it's not fine. The question is, what's Rabbi Yudah going on? He's going on the last thing, on the Eirish Bishlan, he's going on the Nesari Shalchoshim. Zogt die Gemara. Now, first of all, Taisa points out that it says, Loi B'Ksus Lacha, we had the Gemara before the Braisa, that Ksus Lacha is forbidden. Our Mishnah we just read now mentions Ksus. It doesn't say anything about Lacha or Yevesha. So Reb Oishia is polig on the Mishnah. Reb Oishia says you can only be toimin B'Ksus Yevesha, not B'Ksus Lacha. Our Mishnah doesn't differentiate. So mainly he says it's polig Amas Nisin. Zogdemo Omegab Yanai. Tefillin tzrichin guf noki. Tefillin, when a person wears tefillin, he has to have a clean body, meaning a guf noki, ke'elisha ba'knafayim. Like Elisha was called the person of the wings. Why was he referred to Elisha as the wingman? Zogmo mahi abayi omash le'yafiach ben. What does guf noki mean? That you're not allowed to pass gaz. That's what's also to do when you're wearing tefillin. Rova omar shlo yishin behen. You're not allowed to sleep with them. So Rashi says, what does it mean shlo yafiach? You have to be able to withhold yourself. You're wearing tefillin in a situation that you would be able to withhold yourself. That's when you're allowed to wear tefillin. And same thing, shlayisham ben. Shema yafiach, either that you should not pass gas, or yire keri, or be roya keri. Especially they wore tefillin the whole day, so you can doze off. So you have to make sure that you're wearing tefillin, not at a time that you might doze off. Sitting on the subway, you doze off, then you shouldn't be wearing tefillin. But if you talk to Rashi, if you can be careful that you're not going to fall asleep, saying kol agufim nikiyim ba'afocha yishchoin la'amid atzmon, you could be ma'amid atzmon. So Rashi says clearly the problem is shleishon shema yafiach or yirakeri. Tosis in shleishon says bishum shleyafiach ben b'shashena or bishum heschadas or because of heschadas. That means you're removing your mind. You're removing your mind. You're not thinking about tefillin. That's not called. We have to when you wear tefillin, you have to think about your tefillin. Kavim misich das. Other Rishonim say that you can't have schoik v'kalas roish, you can't have idle thoughts and stam schoik v'kalas roish. Zok Tosfos avam shum keri ein lochush. He argues in Rashi by keri there's no you have to be lochush. Not that it's mutter keri, just that ein lochush. Now Tosfos before that says that Abaye says shlo yafiach that you can be careful. They should be able to withhold yourself, like Rashi brings. But then he says, "Avaloi chay shema yishon." But Tosis holds that Abaye is not concerned about shema yishon. The avgav the pomi yuchal izor mishena, because you could be careful about that. But Rav Matzich gam shiochal lachem atz b'shena. Rav is more machmir. You have to be careful even from shena. Shetechazena shena shela yishon pitam yishon suddenly doze off. So that means Rashi is learning. Tosis is learning that Rav is machmir more than Abaye. Even Shlo Yishan. Now, obviously, Abaye agrees. Umi Abaye Nami Moided also Yishan Ben. You're not allowed to sleep with tefillin, even Shenis Arai, even not a permanent sleep. Ben Shenis Kva, Ben Shenis Arai. Now, the Sugi in Sukkah Chavov is Mashma that you're allowed to sleep Shenis Arai, and some Paskin like that, Taka. So then, what's the Pshat Lechor? It's Hescha Das, Yemesich Das. So, Dr. Rosh, the Ikavart is you can't have Schoik Bekalis Rosh. And that's what's also Beshat tefillin that you don't have by Shenis Arai.
So we said, tefillin have to have a guf noki, shlo yafiach, and shlo yisham ben. Why was Elisha called Baal Knafayim? Why was he called the man of the wings? You have to be have a guf noki like Elisha. The Roman Empire made a gzeir on Klal Yisrael. Shkolam niach tefillin. Whoever wears tefillin, yinaku es moichoi. They'll be menaker his moyach. They'll drill a hole in his skull where the plates of the tefillin is. But there's a gzeira. You're not allowed to wear tefillin. Elisha menichom and Elisha defied this gzeira and he wore tefillin. And even went out into the marketplace publicly. Ro'u kazda achad. A minister saw him, a general rotz miponov. So he ran away from him. The Goyin says he ran away because he wanted Mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin longer. So he ran away. So you have more time that you can wear the tefillin. V'rotz achov, this general ran after him. V'chem shigia etzloi, when he caught up to him, so not lami roishoi. So Elisha Bal Knafayim removed the tefillin from his head. V'ochsam yodin, he held in his hand. Omaloi. So the Roman said, what are you holding behind your hand? behind your back. He held his hands behind his back. He's hiding his, something in his hand. Omalei mazeh biyotcha. Omalei, so he said, kanfi yoino, wings of a pigeon, of a dove. Poshat as yoda, he opened up his hand. Venimtu kanfi yoino, and it were actually pigeon wings found in his hand. It was a nest that took place. Lefikach koyganos Elisha bal knafayim. So he was referred to, he was called Elisha bal knafayim. Why did he pick the wings of a dove, of a pigeon? Why punk that bird? So maybe Shah Oifus, Mishum the Amsil, Knessisol, Yoina, Klaisol is compared to a dove, to a pigeon. Shenema Kanfi Yoina Nechva Vikesef. Poskin Tilim. My Yoina Knafayim Meginisaleo, just like by a Yoina, by a pigeon. The wings protect it. Afisol Mitzis Meginisalein, Mitzis protect Klaisol. And Rashi says, the Kanfis Meginisaleim in Atseino, Umikol Oif, and also from other birds. Other birds don't fight with their wings. The Yoina does. Tosis says a little different. Tosis says, the Omer v'medrash, kol oifek shen yigein, other birds, when they're tired, they rest on a rack. It rests on one wing, and it still flies with the other wing, even though it's tired. So it rests, so to speak, the wing. So one wing bird. So it's to mitzvahs constantly protect us, and we work with the mitzvahs. Now, there's a few yisraelis kashas that Tosis asks over here. Tosis asks that, first of all, we're trying to bring a raya that Elisha, you're supposed to have a goof noki like Elisha. Where do you see in this story over here that he had a goof noki? You don't say anything about goof noki. So Tosis says, lahoki noki Elisha, the mistoma came and shenasli nes, since a miracle took place to him, Betfilin, his tefillin suddenly protected him, and he wasn't caught with it. It became kanfi yoino. Hoya zoya ben, he must have been careful about that mitzvah. V'hoya lo gufnoki, and that's where he had a gufnoki. So that's Tosis has a kasha. Where do you see gufnoki? And he gives his teretz. We'll see soon what Shulayb Diskin says to answer this kasha. One second, and then Tosis continues. Umizeh atam ein onu yichoyin lipoter, because that's where we can be pater ourselves from tefillin. Shebazon yichoyin lizoya, we can be careful about gufnoki. So that's where you're not putting on tefillin the whole day. Maybe we don't wear it the whole day, but lemais, you can't put yourself on tefillin all day. The ain teim al mashem mitzvah zoyz. Refuya b'yadeinu lemais, the mitzvah is shvach. People wear it, but they don't always wear it. Shigam b'mecha chomo yisr refuya, it was ready refuya then. And he brings the Gemara later on, that kol mitzvah shloich mosru atzim yisrael aleh b'shaz gzeres ha-malchus, whenever they wear moist and nefesh, koin tefillin adayin refuya b'yodom. And only Elisha was moist nafshe, Rashi learns over there. Much more other people weren't. What's called poish yisrael begufon? Kakaf lemarach tefillin, someone who never wore tefillin. You don't wear tefillin because you're mevazer the tefillin. You're mevazer mitzvahs. So then it's taka called kakafta. But if someone doesn't wear because he has an ailment, a stomach ailment, so that's not considered kakaf lemarach tefillin. But lemaisi, it could be nizar to wear at least a part of the day. So we taka don't wear it the whole day because of this reason, but for sure we put it on because part of the day it could be nizar. The Tosfos over here in the bottom of the Omer, Dibur Maskil, not the Meroisha, has another kasha. Zok Tosfos, why in the world would he remove it? If he was moist nefesh even for tefillin, and he wanted to wear the tefillin, he wore it and he ran from it to have it even longer, like the Goyin says. And we bring a raya that he was the one that was moist nefesh, and the nes was done to him, and that's why it's a raya that he was gufnoki. So why did he remove it from his head? If you're moist nefesh, I'll keep it on your head proudly. Zok Tosfos says, not the Miroishoi. For Afagav don't pesan edem, b'shaz gzeres ha-malchus. I feel a mitzvah kala yarek val yaver. On gzeres ha-malchus, even on a mitzvah kala, it's yarek val yaver. So this is a mitzvah kala, for sure. For I feel a shnuya ha-akus of the Mesana, even to change his shoelace. If that's the meaning of kala yisol, to change an article of clothing, you don't do it b'shaz gzeres ha-shmad. So how did he remove it? Hayni mishum de b'shinu ha-akus of meminik, the misnai koiv kechovim. It's you becoming like a guy. You're wearing things different than Klal Yisrael. Aval hocha eino it's a klum. You're not wearing tefillin. It's not showing anything different. Why? Elish ein letefillin b'roisha shachas. The Habi Yisrael shein lam tefillin k'moisai. So Tosfos says removing the tefillin wasn't a problem because at the end of the day, many people don't have tefillin the whole day. So that's not like being mishana exeris shmat, something that you're showing you're different than Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos is bavar nekasha. If he was moist and nefesh, why did he remove it? So Elamai, you're telling me because people don't wear. So people don't wear it all day, so why did he wear it in the first place? Why did he put himself in the sakona? What's going on? Memorvshich. So Abshulayb Diskin says, Amari de Kavod, it's brought down Bishmoy in his Sefer, Alatera Mipir Shmua,
in the end of Eschanan. And he brings the Gemara of Tfilin Tzirin Guf Noki, and he brings Tosis two kashas. Kasha number one, where's the raya that you have to have Guf Noki? You don't see that. Tosis answers that he must have, the Nes was done to him, must have been Guf Noki. And why did he remove it? Tosis says, because everyone removes it, but Ramanav Shech. So he says as follows. He says that Avadi wanted to be Moise Nefesh, and he was in the midst of Moise Nefesh. Tfilin was so chash by him. He was going to continue wearing it. But he brings that when the guy was chasing him, so he was very scared. So what happened? He brings a Gemara Megillah Tezvav. Then when a person is very scared, he suddenly feels he has to relieve himself. So when you relieve yourself, so you can't wear your tefillin. So he quickly removed his tefillin. So the removing of the tefillin was vital because he was careful about the tefillin. Just the reason why he removed it, because he was Bebehola, he was in a state of fear that he suddenly had to relieve himself. He had to mefiach, whatever it was. It was funny, felt that he had to go to the bathroom. So immediately he had to remove it. So this is answers both kashas, fakert. Because of the mysterious nefesh for tefillin, and because he wanted to make sure shalei fiach, he ran and he removed it. So it answers both kashas. It answers both kashas that it's taka raya shalei fiach, because he removed it in the midst of the running when he got fearful from the person that was chasing him. It's a beautiful pshat, how it answers both kashas, and that's gufa, the mysterious nefesh, and it answers both kashas tesis. From this maise gufa that he ran and removed is a raya shalei afiach. Tesis says the din of mitzvah kala yarg val yaver, so the Rishonim say, the Ramban, dafka by mitzvah loisa say, b'shashmad, mashenga by mitzvah esay, Sheval Taisa. So it's not so posh that by everything b'shashmad, it's dafka b'shas. Now the Rambam does say that when a person is a din of yavav al yarig, you mischai benafshoi if you're moisen nefesh. So you have to know exactly when it's applicable. Zoktig Mogab in the Soya Shal Choshin. The Soya Shal Choshin, he said it's the sawdust from the carpenters. You're allowed to be toimed with that. And then Reb Yudah said after the next member of Na'ir Shal Pishtun, the flax, so it's the Mishnah says Daka. Reb Yudah says no, only Gasa, not Daka. Zok the Mali Bailu, Reb Yudah Nesir Shal Choshin, is Reb Yudah going back on the sawdust that it can only be Gasa? Oh yeah, No'ir Shal Pishtun is going back on the flax. Zok the Mali Tosh Maritani Reb Yudah Oimel, No'ir Shal Pishtun, when you have the flax, Daka, Hagayu Kazevel. So, and that's like Zevel. Shmami no, No'ir Shal Pishtun, Koy Shmami no. Meaning he's going on the Ur Shal Pishtun, and that has to be Dafka Gasa, and not Daka. But the Ur Shal Choshin could even be Daka. And the Raya is, because he says clearly in the Braisa, that the Ur Shal Pishtun Daka is like Zevel. Well, Zevel is the last mission with Moisef Hevel. And here we say, and that's also. And here we're saying it's not Moisef Hevel. So we see clearly that the Ur Shal Pishtun that are not Moisef Hevel are Dafka by Gasa and not Daka. Zog the Mishnah. Toimnin Bishalchin. A person is allowed to be Toimin. Insulate Bishalchin. Oh, here I says Shalchan al Oiris. Before we're discussing Ksus or Muchin, that's talking about the Tzemer, the wool, the clothing. Mashenkin, here we're talking about the hides themselves, the leather hides. Toimnin b'shalchin, you ought to be toimin with the hides. Umetaltin oison. Now, they're not mukta, because after all, even if you're toimin, if you're not toimin, the reason why hides are not mukta is Agrashi, the Chazal Mizgalayu. You can sit on them. You can use them. So it's never mukta. However, b'gizei tzemer, when it comes to wool, ain't metaltin oisin. You're allowed to be metaltin, but you can't be metaltal, because they're very valuable. They're mukta. Why they're valuable? Zog Rashi, the reason why they're not metaltal is because mukta sayin letavois velagoig. They're meant for weaving. That's what you have wool for. So in Mela, it's set aside for a melachas choil of weaving, tviya and ariga, so that's why it's mukta. Even if you're toimin, you can't move it. So how do you, if you insulated your cholent with temer, how do you open the pot now? Insulated means from all sides. Zog the Mogha, Zog the Mishnah, Kates are the oyster, so how do you open up the pot? Neutlet sakisui, you remove the cover. So Rashi says Kates are the oyster, because they're itmuna kula behen. Because after all, hatmana means all sides. Doesn't mean hatmana b'miktsas. So noitel kisui, you remove the cover of the kedera. That has a shame kli, it's a teres kli, so you can move it, you can lift it. Vehei noiflois, and then they fall on their own. They fall off on their own.
What's the problem?
It's muktzah, because since it's meant for tviya and ariga, so it's muktzah. So how do you touch them? Don't remove them with your hand. Take off the cover and they fall off.
And the wool falls off automatically.
And Rashi Bavon's over here, the lomda shekasha, the afa gav sheino leo, even though they're on it, we don't care if it falls off. Loich baslon. The loinas is bosses. It doesn't become a bosses. Maybe the cover is a bosses to the dover. Also, that's on top of it because you can't move the wool. Why is it not a bosses? She'ein osu ela lechasis kedera. The purpose of this covering, the lid, is to cover the pot. It's not to hold the wool. That's not what it's there for. So we see inside the bosses. Why is it here? It's not holding up what's above it. It's in order to cover what's below it. So that's not called bosses. That's Rashi Shita. The Ran says a little different. The Ran says that the kisui is not a bosses to the gizet semer because the gizet semer are meshamesh the kisui, and not that the kisui is meshamesh the gizet semer. It works the opposite. Bosses means the thing on the bottom can't be meshamesh the thing above it, but here it's the opposite. The tzemer is meshamesh the kisui below, so mele, that's why it's not called the bosses. Another yesoid is based on Tosim Mem Dalad and Benatam and Sefer Yosha. They say big yesoid in bosses. It's only bosses when it's meant to remain the whole Shabbos. Since over here your intent is to remove the cover, so it remains like shochach. We said bosses only by meniach. Anything that's not meant to remain the whole 24 hours on Shabbos is a din of shochach, and it's not called bosses either.
Zok the Mishnah Vayter Rabbi Loza ben Azaya Omer Kupa. If you have a box that's all surrounding with Gizet Tzemer around the Kedera.
So if you're going to lift this cholent pot out of this box, so it's going to crumble, it's going to cave in. The box of fur is going to, of leather or of wool is going to cave in. Because after all, what's holding it up? The pot itself. So, and then once it caves in, you can't put it back in because you have to move it to open it. It's muktzah. You tilt it with the fur, and then you take out the context, Shema Yitl, because if you remove the whole Kedera, you won't be able to return it. You'll have a Machzer, and the Gemara is going to explain how you Machzer. Zok the Gemara, Yosef, Rabbi Yonison, Ben Echanoi, Rabbi Yonison, Ben Elozar. Yosef, Bechanina, Bacham, Gabayu, Vekomi Bayelu, Shalchen, Shabalabayis. These leathers of a Balabayis, not of an Uman, of a professional person that has leather hides, just a guy at home, Tanan, that's what we're referring to. Those are metalten, though they're not muktzah. Aval shel uman, but if you have umans, since he's planning to sell it, kevin the kop the layla metalten, that you can't move. I don't know. Shel umatan, even shel uman, you're allowed to be metalten. Zogma v'kol shel balabais, and v'shosh shel balabais. Omelu rabbi yonis ben alozim, istavri shel balabais, nan, we're referring to the balabais' hides. Aval shel uman, but if it's an uman's hides, kop the layu, you're more makbid. Those are meant for sales. Omelu rabbi chanina b'chom ha-kach, omelu rabbi shmol, rabbi yoisi, daf memtes omed beiz. Abba, meaning Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi is talking about his father, and he's saying, Abba, Shalchahava. He was an Uman. He was an Uman, a professional Ma'abed Iris. And yet he said, V'omar, and he said, Haviu Shalchin V'neshav Alein, bring me the hides, and we can sit on them. So we see even an Uman is not Makbid. So Mela, when we say that the din of the Metalte Noison is even hides that are owned by a professional, by a Uman, even though it's Oymed L'Mechira, he still doesn't mind to sit on them, like we see the Maisa with Abu with Rabbi Yossi, who was an Uman. Now Rashi says it was B'moy Sachoyl. So what the pshat is that he didn't say this on Shabbos. He said this on the weekday. So from here we see that the hides are not makbid on, even if you're an Uman, because even an Uman, a professional, said, bring the hides so we can sit on them. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Tois, on the other hand, says, Tois the Mamaskal Abishalcha, Pirish Rach, V'omar Heviuli Shalchim B'Shabbos. This took place on Shabbos. On Shabbos, his father said, bring the Shalchim. So Tosis is saying, not like Rashi, that it was in the choil, and we just see from the mice in the choil that even an Uman is not makbid. No, this was a mice that actually took place on Shabbos. And Zok Tosis says, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, because mice Rav. You can only spar and prove halacha like Rabbi Yossi, mice Rav, if it was an actual mice Rav on Shabbos. If it was something that took place in the weekday, that's not called a mice Rav. Just because from the weekday we can see that an Uman is not makbid, but that's not a mice Rav. Mice Rav means on Shabbos he actually was metal to them, so mele zoktais, halacha zak Rabbi Yossi. V'chein nir zoktaisis. Di b'choil mar, if you're talking about the weekday, like Rashi says, so then why do you have to bring a raya from here that an Uman is not makbid? Bring a raya from later on in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi brings gufa. A Maisa, that the Gemara brings a Maisa that Rabbi Yossi allowed it.
behead you by an uman. So you can bring a direct raya. So Tosfos says this was a Maaser Rav on Shabbos Alein. We'll stop over here, the top of Mem Tes Amud Beis.